I'm privileged once again to join with Jason in welcoming you to this service. We're glad you're here and welcome those visiting with us. I might draw your attention to the expression on the board, "Be ye already." Have you run across that lately? In the book of Joshua in chapter 8, when the Lord's people made their second attempt to take Ai, notice in verse 3, Joshua rose and all the people of war to go up against Ai, and Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, "Behold, ye shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but what? Be ye already." I'm taking that expression as I got to thinking about that and making application of it to us today. I thought about some areas in which you and I need to all be ready. And I'd like to bring some of those to our attention. I thought about the fact, first of all, that when you think about "be ye already," that we need to be ready when it comes to practicing hospitality. There's a little story back in the book of Genesis in chapter 18. It's a hospitality scene that finds a couple of people who are ready to practice hospitality. It's an occurrence of the Lord's appearance to Abram as he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him, and when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door. And he said, "Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched. Wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. I'll fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts." And they said, "So do as thou hast said." Listen to these words of a husband to his wife. When Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, "Make," what's that next word? "Ready. Quickly, three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth." The reason Abraham and Sarah entertained these angels is because they were ready. Would you have done that? I thought about some other examples of people in the Bible who were ready to practice hospitality. And one of those that came to my mind was the example of Lydia. Remember her conversion? In Acts chapter 16, we're introduced to her in verse 14 as a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God. She heard Paul and Silas, and the Bible says her heart was opened by the Lord so that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And notice what she did when she was baptized, verse 15. She besought us, saying, "If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there." The reason she practiced hospitality is because she is ready to do that. And you and I, when it comes to being ready, need to be ready to demonstrate this love of strangers. The Bible says, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. For some have entertained angels unawares or unknowingly," in Hebrews 13 and verse 2. When Paul wrote the saints in Rome, in Romans chapter 12, he said, "Be given to hospitality," in verse 13. And Peter wrote about that in 1 Peter 4, 9, "Use hospitality one to another without grudging or without complaining." And so when you make your list of areas in which you need to be ready, what about when it comes to practicing some old-fashioned hospitality? Are you ready to do that? Maybe we don't do as much of that as we ought to because we're not ready. We've not prepared ourselves to do that. I'd like to urge us to be ready in that area. A second area in which you and I would do well to be ready is we need to be ready to hear. I take us now to the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 5 and in verse 1. Wherein the preacher Solomon made use of this word "ready." He said, "Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready," ready to what? "Hear, than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. And so, among the areas in which be ye already is ready to hear. I need to be ready to hear the word of the Lord. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. Romans chapter 10, and in verse 17. James talked about that, didn't he? When he said in the book of James in chapter 1, to be swift to hear and slow to speak. James 1, and in verse 19. Sometimes we get that backwards. We're swift or we're quick to speak and slow to hear. But he said, be swift to hear and slow to speak. Another area in which you and I need to be ready. We need to be ready to preach the gospel. Paul was equipped to do that. When he wrote the church at Rome in Romans chapter 1 in verse 15, he said, so as much as in me is, I'm ready. What are you ready for, Paul? To preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. The Lord charged and commissioned his apostles, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16, 15. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. In the book of Romans chapter 10 and in verse 13, Paul said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Gospel preaching has always played an important role in God's scheme of things. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. 1 Corinthians 1:21. And you remember what was said of early Christians in Acts 8 and verse 4? They went everywhere preaching the word. You know why they did that? Because they are ready. To be ready to preach involves some study on my part, doesn't it? And Paul said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, in 2 Timothy 2 and in verse 15. What about you as an individual? Are you ready to do that? To the extent of your opportunities and your abilities? Early Christians went and preached. And as a result of that, folks were converted and churches were established. Like the church at Antioch in Acts 11, verses 19 through 21. When folks went ready to preach, the Bible says in verse 19 of Acts 11, preaching the word, and in verse 21, the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. That would not have happened if these folks weren't ready. And if we want to see folks believe and turn to the Lord, and we want to see churches grow and be established in other places, we need to be ye already to preach the gospel. Another area in which we need to be ready, number four, is we need to be ready when it comes to every good work. I recall when Paul wrote to the evangelist Titus, in chapter 3 and in verse 1, he called upon Titus as a gospel preacher to put brethren in mind to be ready, he said, to every good work. The Scriptures furnish us to good works. Remember in 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, Paul said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Good works are necessary for folks to glorify God. In the mountain sermon that Jesus preached in Matthew chapter 5, he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. By letting your light shine, practicing good works, it results in folks giving glory unto God. Also in the book of Titus, in chapter 2, in verse 14, Paul said, Christ gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous. Zealous of what? Good works. When Paul wrote the church at Ephesus, he talked about how we're to walk, how we're to live or conduct ourselves as the people of God. And in verse 10 of Ephesians 2, he said, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. What we created unto? Good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. One of the qualifications of a widow indeed is if she have diligently followed every good work. 1 Timothy 5. And then verse 10. How about you? How about me? Could it be said that we're all ready to every good work? Another area in which you and I need to be ready is we need to be ready when it comes to giving an answer. Someone may ask you why it is that you believe as you do, or why you practice what you do. Would you be able to give an answer to that? In the book of 1 Peter, in chapter 3, and verse 15, Peter said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready. Be what? Ready. When? Sometimes, right? No, he said always. Be ready always to do what, Peter? Give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Be ready to answer. If I'm going to be ready to answer, I'm going to have to do some reading and some study. That's how I equip myself, prepare myself to give an answer. Paul said in Ephesians 3 and verse 4, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. There's a lot of religious error that is out here in the world that needs to be answered. And you and I need to be ready to give an answer. Another area, number 6, in which you and I need to be ready is we need to be ready to distribute. When the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, he gave a charge to those that are rich in this world. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and in verse 17, he said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. So don't trust in your riches. Trust in God. Look at verse 18. That they do good, that they be rich in good works. Now listen. Ready to distribute, and then willing to communicate. And that's how you lay up in store for yourself a good foundation against the time to come to lay hold on eternal life. In verse 19, as I think about being ready to distribute, I think about early Christians and how they were ready to distribute. In Acts chapter 4, there were those who found themselves in need. But they didn't stay in need. For verse 34 says, neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. That's a good example, isn't it? Remember in Acts chapter 6, some widows were neglected in the daily ministration. And 7 were appointed from among the local church to take care of that business, to distribute to the needs of those widows. And in Romans chapter 12 again, where Paul mentioned giving to hospitality, that same verse, Romans 12, 13, talks about distributing to the necessity of saints. Sometimes there are those who have need that may arise. I need to be ready to distribute, to share, to help in whatever way I can. But let me suggest to us another area in which you and I need to be ready. And that is, we need to be ready when it comes to death. The Bible teaches that death is appointed to all. In Hebrews 9:27, as it is appointed unto men once to die, And we don't know when that'll be. People died all ages. Look in the obituary section of the newspaper. And you'll find that death is no respecter of persons. Life is fragile. It's brief. It's as a vapor that appears for a little time and vanisheth away, James said in chapter 4, 13 through 15. Some may have plans for many years and not even live through the night, just like the rich fool of whom we talked about this morning in Luke chapter 12, who was covetous and selfish, made no mention of God or of others. The psalmist had a good attitude about death. In Psalm 88 and in verse 15, he declared, "I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up." Could you say that? I'm ready to die from my youth up. Sometimes those of us who are younger might think that death is a long way off. Not necessarily. We have no way of knowing. With each beat of the heart, we're getting closer to that time when we'll give up the ghost. We'll go the way of all men. Have you made your funeral arrangements? Could you say with the psalmist, "I'm ready to die"? If death should come at this hour, I'm ready. Paul could say that in Acts chapter 21 and in verse 13. As he's going to be persecuted. He said, "What mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." It shows his commitment, his dedication to the Lord. That whether he was bound or he would die, he was ready. He was prepared. And in his final words in the book of 2 Timothy, remember he said, "I am ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." 2 Timothy 4. And in verse 6. And one reason he can say, "I am ready," is because of those "I haves" in verse 7. "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." And when you can say, "I have," you can say, "I am ready to die." And there'll be laid up for you, as there was for Paul, a crown of righteousness, according to 2 Timothy 4, and in verse 8. Death occurs as the spirit leaves the body. Remember James in 2:26 said that as the body without the spirit is dead. The body goes back to the dust, and the spirit unto God who gave it, Ecclesiastes 12, and verse 7. Oh, can you say you're ready when it comes to death? One other area in which I want to make application of that statement, "Be ye all ready." And that is when it comes to the coming of Christ. If the Bible teaches anything, it teaches that Christ is coming. Jesus promised to come, didn't he? When he announced to his apostles that he'd be leaving them, he's returning to the Father, he said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." John 14, 1 through 3. He promised to come. "I will come." As he ascended up to heaven, carried up into the cloud, the angels said to those that were gazing up in heaven, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you, shall so come." And so the angel said he's coming. The apostles wrote about it, didn't they? "As it is appointed a man once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ shall appear the second time," Hebrews 9:28. The second coming. Peter said in 2 Peter 3:10, "The day of the Lord will come." How's it going to come? "As a thief in the night. Suddenly and unexpectedly." And so I need to what? I need to be ready. And in Matthew chapter 24 and in verse 44, the Lord said, "Be ye Can you guess the next word? Ready. Matthew 25 is the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 are wise and 5 are foolish. And the difference between the two in one word. Ready. 5 were ready and 5 were not. The foolish didn't have any oil in their vessels. The bridegroom came. Go ye out to meet him. Those that were ready went in. And the Bible says, the door was shut. Matthew 25:10. Those that were not ready came, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. He said, I know you not. Watch therefore. In other words, be ready. For you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. There are some things man does not know. One of those is the day of Christ's coming. And since I don't know when I'm going to die, and I don't know when the Lord's going to come, I need to live every moment as if it could be my last. As if this could be the hour of the Lord's coming. As if this could be the hour that I breathe my last. And not only will I be right one of these days, but I'll be ready for that. Remember what Hezekiah was told? Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die. He's told to be ready. You do that today by hearing the gospel, and you've heard it, by believing it, repenting of your sins, confessing your faith in the Son of God, and being baptized into Christ's remission of your sins. And then by continuing to obey the Lord, to be faithful unto death. If a person's been baptized but he's quit obeying the Lord, he's become unfaithful, he needs to be ready. And you do that by repenting of your sins and confessing those to God in prayer. So that when you die or when the Lord comes, you can say, I'm ready. Maybe work on these other areas. To be ye all ready, to practice hospitality, to hear, especially when it comes to the Lord's word. To be ready to preach, to be every good work, to give answer, and to distribute. We can assist you at this time in making yourself ready. Won't you come? All things are ready for you as together we stand and sing.